the legless lizard. Legend has it that St. Patrick expelled all the snakes from Ireland, and this is the reason why, unlike our nearest neighbours in England and Wales, Ireland has no wild snakes. But it is true that occasionally, especially in the venerable county of Clare, snake-like beings are sometimes seen, undulating through the undergrowth. These cryptic creatures are generally described as being long and sinuous, with tubular bodies and brown, snake-like skin. Their head is a little pointed, and their tail tapers too. They look almost exactly like a snake. But these seldom seen animals are in fact a kind of legless lizard, correctly known as a slow worm. They are called worms, which they are not, and they look like snakes, which they are not. Slow worms are native in Britain and the continent too. After the glaciers melted, slow worms never made it over to Ireland, unless, of course, they had somehow gotten themselves established by the time of St. Patrick and the legends of their being banished are true. But science says that this is unlikely and that slow worms were introduced to Ireland sometime in the early 1900s. And now these legless lizards, officially called slow worms, are Ireland's best attempt at a snake. The differences between snakes and slow worms are subtle. Both snakes and lizards are cold-blooded, and both have scaly skin. But slow worms have eyelids, which snakes do not. And slow worms have holes in the sides of their heads that count for ears, whereas snakes seem to manage without ears. The scientific name for a slow worm is Anguis fragilis, which means fragile snake. This is a name they have earned for their special ability to pop off their tail whenever they're under attack, in common with other lizards. In the case of slow worms, though, their tail takes up half their body length, so when they decide to drop it, they look like a snake that is severing itself in half. The capacity to detach itself from its tail, however, is not so much a vulnerability, but an impressive physiological trait, a kind of superpower that lizards consciously control. It is they who decide when to rupture the structure of vertebrae with a special twist, wiggle and tug that they can leave the tail behind them, a moving distraction for would-be predators. For such slow and quiet creatures, this seems a fitting defence to be able to deploy. But slow worms generally live sedentary lives, preferring to hide out under rocks than explore the world. Stone walls are a favourite habitat too, which may explain why they're so fond of County Clare. Most of all, slow worms prefer the cover of darkness to slide through the soil in search of slugs, worms and other small invertebrates. Knowing this, it makes sense that wise old evolution would decide to relieve them of their legs, appendages that would surely just get in the way of all their wriggling through soft soil. That these legless lizards spend most of their time burrowing and avoid being out and about in daylight, it's not surprising that most of us have never seen one, though they could be more common than we realise. Apart from their presence around the Burren in County Clare, slow worms are known to occur in Galway gardens and bogs, up on the heathery hills of Mayo, and in suburban Cork and Dublin too. People say that there's even a good big colony of them somewhere near Mullingar. Calm, shy and steady, these lizards live to more than 30 years of age. The oldest known specimen lived to the grand old age of 54 in Copenhagen Zoo. Now, in the middle of March, when humans across Ireland are heading out to celebrate St. Patrick, snake-like slow worms are just emerging from their winter hibernation. Soon, they will prepare for breeding season, when males develop eye-catching electric blue spots on their otherwise grey-brown skin and are known to wrestle each other if competing for a mate. Slippery, sinuous and without arms or legs, wrestling slow worms must be a strange sight indeed. By late summer, the females give birth to live young, tiny legless lizards, who by September will themselves be sliding about through the undergrowth, exploiting their own set of loopholes between time, place, legend, and categorization.